Welcome to How I Work, a show about the tactics used by leading innovators to get so much out of their day. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imber. I'm an organizational psychologist, the founder of innovation consultancy Inventium, and I'm obsessed with finding ways to optimize my workday. Today is another mini episode, and I thought a topic that I would cover is something that I get asked a lot about, and that is, what are my favorite apps that I use to manage my time better and be more efficient and productive and so on? So I'm not going to go into things like Evernote and Wunderlist and Dropbox and things that a lot of people use that I also use and love very much. But instead, I've picked seven apps or software that are perhaps maybe a little bit less well known, but I absolutely love. So let's get stuck into it. I want to start with one of my favorite apps that I've discovered in the last few months, and that is software called Superhuman. Superhuman is an email program or email client like Gmail, and it connects to Gmail, in fact, so you can send and receive emails from Superhuman. So I love Superhuman because it is, firstly, well, very fast, which is exactly what it claims to be. So the website says that it is the fastest email experience ever made, and I definitely concur. Superhuman also has a beautiful interface that I haven't been able to find anywhere else. And believe me, I've tried. The only other place I found it was in an email client called Newton, which is the software that I used for many years, but it closed down about a year ago. And so I resorted back to Gmail for a few months, but I find Gmail is just so crowded, and Superhuman in comparison is beautiful and clean, and it's also very clever. So it uses natural language to execute commands. So for example, when you press Command K, which opens up like a search bar, I can basically type in what I want it to do. So if I type send this email next week, it understands what I'm typing. It will do just that. And it can do other things like remind me if no one has responded or replied to an email that I've sent within a certain time frame, which is handy because it means that nothing slips through the cracks and I don't have to create a separate to-do list item. And it's also got some clever shortcuts, like if someone emails me and says, hey, meet such and such, there's actually a shortcut just by pressing three keys where you can automatically reply and BCC the person that did the introduction so that they're not included on the email. I also like that you can just close it down and it's completely gone from the screen when I don't want to be an email. So that's Superhuman, and because they have got a waiting list of literally tens of thousands of people, really the only way to get in quite quickly is to be referred by someone, so like referred by an actual user. So if you're a listener of this podcast and you're keen to try out Superhuman, feel free to send me an email at amantha@inventium.com.au and I can refer you on. And I should add that I'm not an investor, or I don't have shares or in any of these apps. I am simply just passing them on because they've had a big impact in my life. So the second app I want to talk about is Woven, which is W-O-V-E-N. And Woven is a fairly newish calendar app. So it syncs with all the major calendars like GCal, for example, but it's really clever and it uses artificial intelligence to do things like schedule meetings for you. So if I'm trying to coordinate a meeting with someone else, I can simply include @Woven in the email text and it will help me schedule the meeting on my behalf. Sometimes this works, sometimes it doesn't work, but look, most of the time it's pretty good. And something else that I love about Woven is that you can create templates for events that are happening frequently in your calendar. So for example, I pretty frequently conduct interviews for this podcast, and for every guest I send them a calendar invite, which is the same template. So now in Woven I can actually create that template, and all I need to change is the guest name and email address and date, of course. So very handy. I'm a big fan of Woven. The next app I want to mention is perhaps a bit more well known than Superhuman and Woven, and a few of my guests have actually mentioned it on the podcast, and this is an app called Pocket. Pocket is an app where you can put on your phone or as a plugin in your internet browser like Chrome, and it lets you save articles that are sent to you or that you find when you're browsing online. So what I find terrific about Pocket is that often when I uncover an article that I think looks interesting, I don't want to go down a black hole of reading, or I simply don't have time to spend 5 or 10 or 15 minutes reading it. Instead, I want to just stay on the task that I was originally on. So what I can do is I can click on my Chrome Pocket plugin and save it to Pocket. And Pocket saves all my articles, and then I can read them later. So I can essentially batch the reading of articles and learning at a time when it's not interrupting the task that I'm on. Very, very handy. The next thing I want to talk about is a plugin that I use on Chrome. And there might be an equivalent for other internet browsers, but I use it on Chrome, and it's called Send from Gmail. Send from Gmail. And I'll link to all these in the show notes as well. Now, what I find is that sometimes when I'm going about my deep work in the morning and I'm trying to stay out of my inbox, I'll need to send an email to someone. So let's just say I've written an article and I need to send that off to Scott, who is the amazing person that looks after all the publicity and PR at Inventium. So rather than just put that task to the side because I'm staying out of my inbox, I can simply click on this plugin, Send from Gmail, and it opens up a compose window where I can send an email without actually having to go into my inbox, which I find very, very convenient. And it's great for keeping focus because I find if I open up my inbox in the morning, it's quite hard to actually just send something quickly and then get out of it because I'm obviously tempted to take a peek at what else is in there. So that's Send from Gmail. The next app is something that I think a few guests on the show have mentioned and I might have mentioned too, which is Freedom. So Freedom.2. Freedom is where you can basically lock yourself out of anything that you want to be locked out of on your computer. So it can lock you out of specific internet sites like Facebook or specific software that you might be using on your computer. So you can basically stay focused without using willpower power or discipline. So on days where I'm feeling a little bit depleted in willpower, I will open up Freedom and I'll ask it to lock me out of things that I know are distracting and tempting, like email, for example. So I find Freedom infinitely helpful and just great for helping me stay focused. Now, there are two other apps that I want to mention. The first one is called Overcast. So Overcast is how I listen to podcasts. I find that most people will just listen to podcasts in their native environment, like Apple Podcasts, and I must say, I also use Apple Podcasts as well, but I really like Overcast because it's got some quite cool features that I haven't seen in other podcasts. So for example, you can turn on settings that do things like shorten the silences in an episode and also boost the voices, which are two things that I think are quite useful when you're listening to podcasts and make for a better listening experience. There's also a function called Smart Resume, which means that if you stop listening to an episode and then you start again a bit later on, it actually backtracks. I think it's about 15 seconds, so you remember what you're actually up to. And also, it's just got a really beautiful user experience. It's nice and clean, easy to navigate, unlike some other podcast apps that are out there. Now, the final app I thought I'd mention, because I find it very useful in the role that one of the roles that I play for this podcast, which is doing a lot of reach out to guests that I would like to have on the show, whose contact details I don't have. So I do this through an app called Contact Out. So this is an app that syncs up with your LinkedIn profile. And if a guest that I'm trying to get on the show has a LinkedIn profile, I can use Contact Out to actually see what their email address is, even if I'm not connected with them, which is very useful for contacting someone directly as opposed to indirectly through a social media channel. So, 7 apps, which I will link to in the show notes. So I hope that you're feeling keen perhaps to try out one of these apps. And I must say, every single one of them has definitely made me more productive and happier in the way that I go about my day. So that is it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. And look, if maybe you know someone else that could benefit from one of these pieces of software or apps, maybe you might want to share the episode with them. And I hope that they enjoy it as well. So that's it for today, and I'll see you next time.